I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. On this day, 6 months removed from the terrible devastation of the Haiti earthquake, we want to look ahead at the rebuilding effort with two men who have been closely involved from the beginning. A little later in the program, we'll have memories of gospel singer and composer Walter Hawkins. Gospel great Vicky Winans joins us for that conversation. But first, we have to share the sad news of those attacks on soccer fans watching the final World Cup match last night in Kampala, Uganda. Those attacks left more than 60 people dead. This morning, a Ugandan government spokesperson said there were indications that two suicide bombers took part in the attacks, but the investigation continues. At a news conference in Kampala, Judith Nabakuba, spokeswoman for the Ugandan police, said the bomb or bombs used could have been timed.
It is too early to say that we have suspects, because it could be a suicide bomber or a time bomb.
Joining us now to tell us more is Max Delaney. He's a freelance journalist with the Associated Press and the Christian Science Monitor, and he's in Kampala. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Max, the U.S. State Department spokesperson P.J. Crowley said that at least one American has been killed and several other American citizens were injured. Can you tell us any more about that?
According to the U.S. Embassy in Kampala, one American citizen has been killed. That's correct. No details have been given out according to the name or profession. And a further six American citizens have also been wounded. Five have been hospitalized, and one was just lightly wounded. They were having dinner or had dinner, what was meant to be one of their farewell dinners with a friend, having spent 3.5 weeks on a mission doing missionary work in Uganda. They were visiting an Ethiopian restaurant and then had settled down to watch the World Cup. That was when, at halftime, a bomb exploded in the cafe they were in, injuring six of them and killing three of their Ugandan friends.
And how many injuries were reported overall, Max? Injuries and deaths overall?
Injuries, the death toll has continued to rise since last night. It was originally 46, and over the day has gone up to 74. I mean, originally 64, and has gone up to 74. The injured is around 60 people.
Now, officials are saying that a militant Islamic group from nearby Somalia might have been behind these bombings. Why do people believe that?
The link to al-Shabaab is not very surprising, seeing as Uganda has been threatened on several occasions by al-Shabaab, a militant group linked to al-Qaeda, as he said. That's because Uganda has the largest peacekeeping, is the largest contributor to the peacekeeping, African Union peacekeeping mission in Somalia, which is basically the one bastion between the transitional government and the Islamic militants taking over the entire country. So since the beginning of the year, al-Shabaab has on numerous occasions threatened to attack Uganda, threatened to take the fight beyond the borders of Somalia, and it seems possibly, although the police here are still withholding their opinion on the investigations, it seems possible that this war has come to Uganda.
Why now? Is there any time? Is there any significance to the particular venue, to the timing, and to the mode of the attack?
I mean, as you said, the specific timing during World Cup match couldn't have been more devastating or more calculated to kill and harm as many people as possible. They attacked places without much security, where hundreds or even up to 1,000 fans had gathered. At a rugby stadium with a large screen outside. So from that point of view, the World Cup final was an incredibly symbolic and poignant attack. As for Kampala itself, in the middle of this month, it will be hosting a large AU African Union summit, bringing together all the presidents of most of the African nations to Kampala. So this could be sending out a warning ahead of that. I know the Somali president is meant to be attending, as are most of the leading presidents on the continent.
And finally, and I understand that you're in the thick of reporting on this, but how are Ugandan officials responding to this? How is the sort of political and civic leadership responding to this event?
It's difficult to say. There is alternately efficiency and paralysis. Obviously, the attack, although there have been these threats, still is so shocking in its magnitude that it caught everyone to a degree unaware. The Ugandan officials are not overly stating the hand or laying the blame before the official investigation concludes. It's also dangerous because there is a large Somali community in Kampala, roughly 7,000 people, who could become targets for violence should the leaders here start to blame that community for the attack.
Max Delaney is a freelance journalist with the Associated Press and the Christian Science Monitor. He joined us from Kampala. Max, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.